Making sure we live in a safe and secure community is the goal of many different officials and local organizations. This is Lisa Berry, and today on 89.1 WEMU, we're checking in with Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton to do a sheriff's roundup, so to speak, because you've got a lot going on, Sheriff, and we want to share that with the community. Welcome.
Well, thanks for having me. Good afternoon.
Let's begin with the Interrupters event happening this Saturday. What is that all about?
So it really originated last year. If you remember, we had, this spate of violence in the within some of our young folks over in Ypsilanti City, and it just moved out of the city into the township all around Eastern's campus. And we did a couple of things. Well, first off, we sort of drew the line in the sand like sometimes we do to basically say, look, this is not going to be tolerated. You can't put other people at risk. And we will take very aggressive measures to stem this violence and bring people to account for their behavior. But the other side of that is we also wanted to say to the community is, look, we're all in this together. We can't enforce our way to a better community, so we need your help. In conjunction with a young lady that lives in the city, that sort of said, look, I'm more than willing to go out and talk to my neighbor about what we all can do to help make our community a safer place. The sheriff's office sort of leveraged some of our resources to sort of announce that, look, we're going to start the Interrupters. We're really interrupting crime, interrupting all the behaviors and bad things that really challenge us to have good quality of life in our community, and we're going to do this at the grassroots level. So the sheriff's office is really just, I'll just say, the vehicle, the facilitator. We provide the resource, but this is really a community effort. Last year, I can't remember the exact number of people that we had come out, but I do know they knocked on about 3,000 doors. So we're looking to replicate that effort, and if not go a little farther, starting next or this coming Saturday.
So you're asking citizen volunteers to go door-to-door and be an interrupter. And what is the definition of that? What will they be saying?
So they will essentially say, look, we all share responsibility for the conditions of our community. If we want to live in a safe community with the best quality of life possible, we can't just depend on law enforcement to do it. We have a role in this. We're enlisting your help to cooperate with us. If you see something, say something. Here's the contact information from the sheriff's office, from the Ypsilanti Police Department, for, should we perform a neighborhood watch group, all the things that we know contribute to a good community. If your neighbor needs help, help your neighbor. If you see behavior that is contributing to the demise of our community, then report that. And if it's a young person, try to find the adult that's responsible for that person and engage that adult and encourage them to hold that young person accountable, but also support that adult if they're struggling in holding that young person accountable. At the end of the day, the message of the Interrupters is that this is our community, and we should take responsibility, ultimate responsibility, for making it the kind of place where we want to live.
Do you have proof that this works?
Empirical data that it works? No, more just anecdotal. I believe, I'll say it this way, I think there are examples across the country that show citizen participation does have a positive impact on the community. We know that we have taken people out of the community that contribute to the downfall of the community because we got tips from other folks in the community, people that in the past might not have called us, might not have interacted with us, but will call us now. We'll share the kind of information that helps us bring people to account and get them off the streets. That we have seen.
We're talking to Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. A lot going on in the community, including it's going to be a busy Saturday. In addition to the Interrupters, you have a special law enforcement meeting going on with the Arab American community. What can you tell us about that?
We've had a couple conversations with some of the leaders that said, look, with all the national discourse, and it seems like Muslim Americans, Arab Americans seem to be the target of, really just some hurtful speech and some hurtful actions. There's concern in that community. We want to give voice to that community. So obviously, we want to partner with everyone in our community. And quite frankly, I think we're not as effective partnering with some groups because we're just ignorant to some of the issues, what their concerns are, how those concerns manifest themselves in particular communities, and quite frankly, how can we connect with them and advise them of the services that we provide, advise them of how they can keep themselves safe and how they can relay information to us. So we talked about holding this large meeting. There's a group, the ISSAs actually bought the old Roberto Clemente on, I think it's Bemis and Carpenter at that intersection. And now they've turned it into the Arab American Cultural Center. So they have volunteered to host our meeting this coming Saturday from 12 to 2. Invitations went out to all the other law enforcement agencies in Washtenaw County. Not all can attend because it was rather short notice, but a significant number is going to attend. And we really just want to have some introductory dialogue, really just some initial, let's introduce ourselves to each other. Let's get some basic understanding of what we can bring to the relationship. And for us in law enforcement, I think it's important that the people get an opportunity to articulate what their current concerns are, and so we can think about strategies to help alleviate some of those concerns.
Do you look at this as a problem, or are you just being proactive?
Oh, we're really trying to be proactive. We often say we don't want to wait till something occurs before we try to find a solution. And I do know, so we do know a couple things, that there have been incidents elsewhere outside of Washtenaw County. You know, we're not immune to this in Washtenaw County. So we want to learn the lesson from incidents that have happened elsewhere and see if we can sort of cut that off before challenging things occur.
You have always spoken about, you think that if kids have a job, it helps them stay out of trouble. And I see you have your summer youth employment program coming up.
We have partnered with Michigan Works, the IPSC Ann Arbor Chamber of Commerce. We've also worked with the My Brother's Keeper, and we have put out the challenge to area businesses to commit themselves to employ a young person this summer. Several businesses have stepped up. You are actually, Adam Fine will start to put billboards up that will direct some of the businesses to our eWashtenaw website. And at some point, once we got the youth working, those signs will also start to show all of the businesses that are participating. We had a target of if we could start this year with 50, we knew it would evolve from year to year. We now believe we have, within this particular program, we're going to have 70 young folks employed through this program. And because we're also partnering with Ypsilanti Township on a township beautification program with the Sheriff's Office and the Township, we think we're going to employ another 8 young folks. And we're also partnering with Washtenaw Parks and Rec. So we might be close to 80 or 90 young folks in Washtenaw County that will receive some kind of employment through our summer employment program.
Lots going on. Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton, thank you so much for updating us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Well, thanks for having me and giving me an opportunity to share what's going on in the county.